Awkward just silence. Just a
weird silence.
Yeah, that's super weird. Okay.
We'll just start with that.
Starting with that. Happy,
welcome to the Dreamcast.
Yeah, everyone's in quarantine.
We're all in absolute silence.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I guess we just didn't have a bit for that one.
Nope, I guess not.
Yep.
Even though there's so much to talk about right now.
Dude, I watched so many movies since our last episode.
Yeah,
can't even remember. I need to go to the shelf.
We recorded the last two back to back. So that gave us probably like 4 weeks to work with to watch movies. I remember I had gone home for like an extended stay for about like a week and a half or 2 weeks. I had watched so many things on Netflix. I watched Ip Man for the first time with Donnie Yen. I watched Snowpiercer with Chris Evans. That's a cool movie. It's a post-apocalypse movie. I watched...
Who directed that? Isn't that by a famous director?
Snowpiercer?
Yeah.
I almost said Alfonso Cuarón, but I'm thinking of Children of Man. I don't remember who did that one. But it might have been Bong Joon-ho, actually. I think it... Yeah. Yep.
Nice
he
work.
Did, he did Parasite, and he won for that.
So. Yep.
That yeah, because I remember looking at that. I was like, oh, shit, he directed this? This is going to be a good time.
Nice.
I watched Hot Rod for the first time with you. That movie's ridiculous.
Classic 2000s humor.
There were a lot of movies that I introduced you to over the time, too.
Yeah, the Indiana Jones series.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished those.
Yep.
I watched.
Which you had sort of quasi seen before, apparently.
Yeah, but not enough to really remember it.
Yep.
I remembered the Kalima scene, but that's about it.
Of the four, list them in your ranking of favorites.
Yeah.
That you liked.
Well, I used to think Temple of Doom was the best, but that was the one I remembered the most.
Mm-hmm.
And love Short Round.
Yep.
But I would say after seeing them all.
Mm-hmm.
My honest ranking would be the Last Crusade.
Mm-hmm.
Was definitely the most like fun and well written one. It's and then
usually
yeah, and then I'd go with, the Lost Ark because it's the original and mm-hmm. it was classic. Then I would actually go with see, I liked Crystal Skull.
Yeah,
there were moments where I was like, okay, whatever, but. Yeah, yeah. We'll do Temple of Doom and then Crystal Skull.
I think that's usually how it shakes out for most people. Or they have Raiders and Crusade flip flops.
I enjoyed all of them. They're good movies. Harrison Ford. I mean, I like him. I still don't think he's a very convincing actor to me, but I do like the character of Indiana Jones.
He's my favorite actor. You son of a bitch.
I don't know. He's just kind of boring.
You should see him...
Except in...
You should see him expand in other roles. Like,
yeah, I've only really seen him in as Han really Solo like, and Indiana Jones. Things, yeah.
But, like, I watched Regarding Henry, which is one where he plays, like, an asshole dad who then, like, more or less loses his memory and, like, has to relearn everything. Huh. And that gets pretty emotional sometimes.
That seems interesting.
And he actually, like, gives another dimension.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just only getting one dimension from him, but that's mm-hmm. the character that I've seen him in. I also watched the Pirates of the Caribbean, not trilogy. There's five of them. What do you call that? Saga?
Yeah.
which is always fun.
Quintilogy.
Yep. And then like a whole bunch of random movies like on Netflix and Disney Plus.
What was the wolf one we just watched? The
Werewolf? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's on Netflix called The Wildling. It looked the little trailer looked so cool.
It's so weird.
And I love monster movies, but man, this one was weird.
Oh, it's just so weird. And then after that, I was like, no, I got to show you a real werewolf movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I showed you Goosebumps, Werewolf of Fever Swamp.
Freaking A. Never seen it before.
The old, like, a half-hour TV special.
Bottom of the barrel actors and actresses.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Oh, man.
Childhood classic.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Definitely a laughable 40 minutes.
Better than Wildling, honestly.
Yeah. Like, Wildling, the production value was better, but the story and the just, like, how they shot everything is like, it's what?
Just, it was just weird.
What are you
it's
doing? It's a weird
crack dream.
It was weird.
Well, that's all everything I can think of off the top of my
head.
Yeah,
there was a bunch. Oh, I saw Onward. Onward. Oh, yeah. Same. I liked it. Yeah. It was, liked it, was it cool. Didn't love it, but it was it was very creative. I thought I thought it was a salute to all the nerds out there.
Yes. Yeah, lots of D&D references and mythical things.
Chris Pratt and Tom Holland did a great job.
Yep.
And actually, I don't know if you know this, but it had the first, to my knowledge, the first openly LGBTQ plus animated character in history.
Really?
It was the cop with the one eye and the like pink hair or something. I don't know what sort of creature she was supposed to be, but she's like, I'm going home to my wife or something like that. And that was a big moment in animation history.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it slid right into the dialogue. Yeah. Nice. But
well, they're introducing more of that now too with Star Wars Rise of Skywalker had that too.
Where,
there was a female character and it needs to be more prominent, but like it's just kind of a quick shot of like two females kissing at the end when they're celebrating a general and like a pilot or something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's neat.
I did also appreciate the nod to Lord of the Rings when they had the Burger Shire scene. If you look at, this is also an Onward still. In Onward, there's a Burger Shire instead of like a Burger King, and on the little like, what do you even call it? Outdoor sign. Mm-hmm. It says now serving second breakfast, and I appreciated that. That's nice.
Yeah. All the little things that they throw into it.
Yeah, man.
Sweet. Well,
what are we doing today, Spencer?
We're gonna cast something. The last thing we cast was The Wizard of Oz. As directed by John Hughes. So go listen to that if you haven't. We've got plenty of time now that they've extended the stay-at-home order.
Woo!
I'll let you pick.
Sounds good. I have the one. I have picked it. I have picked
the one.
All right. I pick this one. You pick the next one. All right. Here we go. Today we are casting a Game Grumps biopic. Shout out to Aaron and Dan.
This is going to be a very niche one. So if you're a fan of the Game Grumps, there are some boys on YouTube who do some Let's Play gaming. They're some of our favorites. We love them for their humor, the games that they play.
Is that what that's actually called? Let's Play gaming?
Yeah.
Like that's a genre?
Yep. It's just called like straight up a Let's Play. Where somebody plays a video game and comments on it as they're playing and other people watch it.
Been watching these guys for years. Never knew that.
Yep.
Wow.
We've seen them. Well, we've seen Dan live.
Yeah, dude. We saw Dan live.
Dan is... So Aaron, it's pretty much like Aaron, Dan are like the big two. Aaron Hansen is... He was a big animator back when like... You have old names like Newgrounds and
or like Flash movies.
Yeah, and yeah. Like Mondo old animation.
Mondo
that's,
films.
That's kind of how he started, and then he started up Game Grumps, where you know he just plays video games and gets grumpy about it.
It's hilarious.
Yep. And then Dan joined in actually after I think like a year after he started it. He originally had it with a guy named JonTron. Who split off and did his own channel. So we'll probably have to cast him because he's a big part of the history, I guess. But then Dan, Avadan, came into it.
The star. And,
he was... Star child. He is a singer in a band called Ninja Sex Party.
And they're legit, okay? Go see them. They're the best.
Very throwback 80s style rock, but also comedy, so... Think of it like an 80s...
Lonely Island.
Yeah, an 80s Lonely Island almost, where it's very comedic, but they also do covers, you know, they do really awesome, like, heartfelt songs. We saw them last October?
I don't know. It was in Chicago, and October, it was awesome and November. Super sketchy, and Spencer got offered dates from our Uber driver. Who's super
not,
cool?
Not like, but it go was, out on a date. Like
oh yeah,
the
yeah.
fruit date.
The fruit
date. That's
dates,
a hugely important distinction.
I mean, it was just the most random thing that.
I mean, I don't get offered either type of date very often, but
Hey, do you want dates?
In this case, it was the fruit from the Middle East.
It was still cool.
It was pretty good. It was the first time I ever had a
awesome
date.
Show. We also went to...
the food date.
Well, and we were on a bro date, so it was a date within a date.
It was dates.
So we went to a Comic-Con that day. All right, anyway, we're getting off track.
We are.
All right.
We got to cast this.
Who's involved in the Game Grumps biopic? Because I really am familiar with Aaron, Dan, and Borf, and Susie.
Yeah, so there's Aaron. And Allie. Aaron and Dan are, like, the main two. Like I said, we got to cast JonTron, who's a guy from, like, the origin of Game Grumps, I think. Definitely should cast Susie. That's Aaron's wife. The others I'm not, like, as familiar with. I mean, there's kind of people who pop up on, like, their power hours or, like, guest gaming or sometimes. Ross we should probably cast. He's the guy from the ASMR video who they, like, tortured on the couch.
Is he the...
He's also a big animator.
Is he the peepus?
Yes. Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
But yeah, he's an animator. He's Australian. He is a big part of their, their team as well. We should probably cast... you're just looking him up right now. A lot of the main ones, Barry's a big one from, like, back in the day. I don't know if he still, like, works with them. I'm guessing he's still a friend, but... We could get Barry and Brian, probably. Brian is the other half of Ninja Sex Party. He's the ninja.
Oh, yeah, Ninja Brian. Duh.
Yep, Ninja Brian. Wow, you got a whole, like, wiki page up.
Yeah.
Because we're definitely... Most of these are going to be based off, I think, looks. Casting just based on appearance.
Yeah.
I think Aaron and Dan, we can obviously get into a little bit more of, like, skill and talent of, like, comedy and, like, musicianship, because both of them actually have, well, they both, you know, to a degree have humor and music.
They have humor.
I can words.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Those
are the only ones I know of.
Yeah, I mean, there's some others. There's we could do Matt and Ryan, too. Those are the guys that were on... they were their editors for a while.
Yeah, but we don't see them. Well, whatever.
They'd pop up from time to time, but yeah, we'll just do these guys, I think. Do Aaron, Dan, JonTron, Susie, Ross, Barry, and Brian.
Okay.
I think those are, like, the primary seven. If you were to have the seven colors of the rainbow of Game Grumps, it would probably be these seven.
Okay. Let's do it, fam.
Yeah. So I think if we're gonna cast this in the same spirit as the Game Grumps, we should make it a little bit more fantastical.
And yes. Like, yeah, we gotta go big with this
fun
one.
And it would obviously be comedic. So, like, the ideal counterparts of these people in acting form, plus if they ever hear this.
Which hopefully
this
will
put us in their good graces.
Yes.
So yeah, going with, like, ideal counterparts, comedic, but also doing up, like, these, like, these hot, like, sexed up versions.
Yes. We need to go
these
big.
Hollywood-esque versions of these people.
Go big.
I think you put a yellow streak in his hair and give the role of Aaron Hansen to Jason Momoa.
Yes.
I think would
big,
be just
sexy,
hilarious.
Angry,
hilarious, yeah. Because yeah, I didn't even think of that aspect of him to see him, like, actually get grumpy and, like,
yeah, crush the controller,
yeah,
and throw it out the window,
destroy TVs and shit,
just start shouting Dothraki.
That would be so funny to see.
That'd be amazing.
And I think it just fits.
Well, and he's done silly stuff even in, like, that one commercial where he's taken off his big arms and
yeah,
his muscles
yeah, yeah.
and his hair.
Oh, he would be so down for the comedy.
Oh, it'd be so funny. Yeah, yep. Jason Momoa, he's perfect.
Yep, for sure.
And for Dan, this is what I'm thinking. So
yeah,
I was thinking
going to be his counterpart.
Actors with curly hair first. But then also actors who can stand up to Jason Momoa and just be funny along with him.
Yeah, just
first I was thinking Zach Galifianakis because I wanted to see him in the Danny Sexbang unitard that he performs in. But then also I thought of Russell Brand because he can actually sing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He sang in, like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was whatever that character's name was. Yeah, he's
just straight up a musician, too.
Right, right. And he was kind of a dick in that movie, but I could see him if we gave him a heart actually made him, like, really nice. He could be a nice Danny.
They would be fun to play off of each other, I think.
Yeah.
Russell, Brandon, Momoa.
Agreed.
Well, if we go back to the early history of the Grumps, if we make this truly as like a biopic of the channel, to include JonTron, who's kind of like this like slightly heavier set dude.
He's got
kind of a look of like a bowl cut almost, or like kind of longer hair.
Yeah.
And like sort of a goatee stubble sort of thing. Not quite
like a neared.
Not quite full on neck beard. but just enough to like have a shadow under there.
Mm-hmm.
To go with that look and just the comedic chops, I would pick Seth Rogen for him.
Yes.
Just looking at him.
Oh,
mostly.
Yeah. He could play the scraggly gamer guy. Give him a wig or something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then eventually he would split off and do his own thing.
Nice.
Yep.
Sweet. Who do we got next?
I think also casting, getting more into like the tertiary characters of the show, looking at Ross, who is like we said, the Australian animator type. He's kind of like the skinny, like takes all the shit from people sort of guy.
It's like the background guy.
Yeah. But also can be funny on his own. I looked up other Australian actors and came up with Luke Hemsworth.
Yes.
Like,
dude, nobody even knows about him.
The lesser of the Hemsworth brothers.
Is that Chris to play and him. Liam?
Like, they have similar looks. And also just the fact that like their roles and like their vibes would just be kind of like backgrounds sort of there, like existing.
Like he's cool but not cool enough for the spotlight.
Right.
He's the dang it Hemsworth.
Yes. That is the Ross.
Well, Susie. We need someone to play Susie.
Someone to be Aaron's wife.
And she's Jason like
Momoa's wife.
The cute gamer goth girl.
Yep.
And Aaron's wife, who also rocks this yellow streak in her hair, some like heavy eyeshadow, but also is like silly and plays into their nonsense on their shows. Yep. And I mean the only one that comes to mind really that I've come to know and love in Parks and Rec as April Ludgate is Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, that's such a good pick.
Because she plays perfect along with Chris Pratt's nonsense in that show like really well, but can also turn on this like this I don't care about anything type of look to her face. Well, I mean, everyone knows that.
Right. Well, Susie gives off, like, a lot of positive energy, which Aubrey can also turn on as
she can turn it on,
Yeah. She can pretty much do whatever she wants.
All her various characters in that show.
Yep. Next up, we've got the Barry, who I admittedly know the least about. I know he was an editor for some time. He appeared in a lot of their videos, kind of in, like, the middle years of Grumps, between now and when they started. He's got, you know, kind of like the scruffy, you know, bedhead slash bearded look going on.
He can rock a nice beard with some like intense eyes.
Yeah.
But like the funny way of being intense.
Yep.
I mean, just going off of looks, the guy that comes to mind for me is Dominic
Moynihan?
Moynihan.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Moynihan, who is also Merodach Brandybuck from Lord of the Rings, if you're a nerd
like
that.
He's kind of randomly dropped in there, too. Like, I only know how to pronounce his last name because of some featurettes with he was in the latest Star Wars movie.
Say it again.
Just kind of Moynihan.
It's not Monahan.
No.
Or Monaghan.
Dominic Moynihan.
Dominic
Moynihan. He's just kind of hand dropped in there by like J.J. Abrams, like what he has kind of done with like actor like, friends of his.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just the dude in there that's like, oh, Sith secrets, only the dark side knew. Cloning. Like,
oh,
he's
thanks, just kind of Mary.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Yep.
Sweet. Then Ninja Brian.
Yeah, Ninja Brian, the other half of Ninja Sex Party. You only ever really see his eyes in that, but like he's a little bit aged up.
Yeah, he's like older guy.
He's got a PhD in something. They bring that up on Grumps occasionally.
PhD but, and a ninja.
Yep.
No so, big deal.
Like going along with like that gravitas, I guess, and also like
good
the
word.
Musical, the musical talent, the look, the comedic chops. I would pick for him Kenneth Branagh.
Who's that?
He is most notably, I mean, he's in a lot of movies, but I think most well known for being the dopey professor in Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, Gilderoy Lockhart.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah.
I always forget
Chamber of Secrets. That's yes. It.
But I mean, he's been in so many different things. I'm pretty sure he was an Arthur in one of like the better King Arthur movies in like the 90s.
How many of those have they made?
Too many. he was in Dunkirk most recently.
Oh yeah.
He directed the first Thor movie.
He did?
Yep.
Like for real?
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie.
He actually, I don't think he directed Dark World. He might have directed, for sure he directed the first Thor.
Dark World was a bit of a dip from the first one. I really liked the first one.
Yep, yep. He
Ragnarok,
directed that.
He
directed some other things too.
Dang. Get it, Gilderoy.
Yeah. Yeah, I would absolutely pick it. They got the same look for sure.
Yep.
Nice. Well, I think we have
our
primary castings. I mean, there's obviously other characters that, you know, would be involved in this movie, and they would definitely be played by, like, big-name random cameos.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should have the real people be, like, cameramen and stuff in the background.
Oh, you know who I just thought of for Dan?
Hmm.
Fucking Hot Rod.
Oh, Andy Samberg?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He could pull it off.
Do we want to do a replacement? Because I just thought of him for like a random cameo, and I was like, shit, he could play Dan too.
He could. He could. Because
he's also Lonely Island.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about how NSP, Ninja Sex Party, is basically an 80s Lonely Island.
Right.
So why not have Andy
Samberg?
Do you
want to officially swap?
Yep, let's swap
Russell
him.
Brand for Andy Samberg?
He's a big goof.
Him alongside Jason Momoa would be really funny.
Can you imagine being in like middle school?
Right?
Yeah, Samberg. Middle school with Andy Samberg. Like he definitely knows he's the class clown.
Sandberg.
I don't know. Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg.
Let's just say it's that.
Yeah. I like that.
Sweet.
He's tall and lanky and yeah. All right. Well, then, now we officially have our Game Grumps biopic.
Yes.
Starring Danny and Aaron, the Grump and not so Grump, Game Grumps, played by Jason Momoa and Andy Samberg now.
That I'd go Aaron see just off of that.
Yeah, that would be ridiculously funny. Going back to the early years, we would have JonTron involved as well, as played by Seth Rogen. Aaron's wife, Susie, known as Mortimer on her things, would be played by Aubrey Plaza.
Woo!
Then we have kind of like the more tertiary characters. Ross would be played by Luke Hemsworth. Barry Kramer,
almost
I think,
cool.
is his last name. Dominic Moynihan. And then Ninja Brian would be played by Kenneth Branagh.
Yes. Dude, that is a great cast.
Other big names covering the people that we did not mention here.
Yeah.
You are equally as important.
You'll make cameos and stuff in our movie.
Yep. That's good.
Yeah.
Ah.
Dude, all we need is a studio and like a few billion dollars, and we can make all these movies happen.
Well, I mean, now that we're stuck inside, we just got to start writing scripts and say, look, these are the people we ideally want for these.
That's true.
So you should call them up.
Yep. We got the script ready.
Fucking get them.
Let's get them. We're coming after you.
Got weirdly aggressive at the end there.